From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Aid groups estimate 300,000 of Zimbabwe's urban poor have lost their homes in a new push by President Robert Mugabe. His ruling party says Operation Clear Out the Trash is intended to wipe out illegal ghettos and cut the crime that has grown around them. Opposition groups see the campaign as punishment for those who voted against Mugabe in recent elections. Journalist Haru Mutasa sent this report from Harare.
They came without warning, giant bulldozers, devouring everything in their path. Houses, shops, vending stalls, what the government in Zimbabwe calls illegal structures, or slums. People are afraid to use their names for fear of victimization. Should it get out, they spoke to the media. Some are so afraid they choose to speak softly in case someone hears them. He says his vending stall in Harare's high-density suburb of Mbare was demolished a few weeks ago. He sold bits and bobs for nearly 3 years to support his wife and four children. He was moved to Caledonia Transit Camp with other displaced people. There are no toilets and clean running water. Here they wait in desperation, as they try to understand what their government is doing and if it has indeed abandoned them. Some are even considering drastic alternatives.
Obviously, when I quit here, I'm going even to do robbery. I'm ready.
The ruling party, ZANU-PF, fearlessly defends its actions.
True, there is this element of saying that wherever someone lives, it's their house, it's their home. Yes, I would like to buy that one, but with a pinch of salt. Because if it is a home, it is going to be a decent home. It has got a home that has been actually regularized by the authorities that govern that particular place. But if it's just a home, you come and put your own structure in front of my house and you say it's your home and I can't move it, then that's something else. So that's lawlessness that we would not want to see. And that's exactly what we are doing away with.
That was Kimball Mahadi, ZANU-PF Home Affairs Minister. The international community has generally condemned Zimbabwe's cleanup campaign, calling it, among other things, a gross violation of human rights. That is why Anna Kajumalo Tibanjuka from the United Nations was dispatched to the country over a week ago.
The issue is not a clean city, but how you clean the city. So I think that here we are dealing with how, not why. Cleaning of cities cannot be an event. It has to be a process.
Sent by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, she has been given the mammoth task of assessing Operation Restore Order and update Annan on her findings. Only then will action be taken, if the UN feels action needs to be taken at all. The country's leader, President Robert Mugabe, is unfazed by the UN visit and scolds the West for continuously meddling in his affairs.
She is a United Nations Director of Habitat and belongs to the United Nations and not to stupid Blair. Yes, there is discomfort now, but discomfort in order to get comfort later. What is important is what you do when you break up slums.
Movement for Democratic Change opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has his own opinion on the cleanup campaign.
A trail of destruction evident in these areas resembles a site in a war zone. Property worth millions. Dollars has gone up in flames. Families are out in the open, without jobs, without income, without shelter, without support. Overnight, Zimbabwe has been turned into one massive internal refugee center.
There are no exact figures of how many people have been displaced since Operation Restore Order began nearly 2 months ago, but the handful of humanitarian organizations still in the country estimate numbers to be around 500,000. At the end of the day, people here want and need one thing.
What would you want us to do?
We want accommodation. We need accommodation.
Haru Mutasa, Zimbabwe.